Oh, if you had if you had lost some weight and you had a dress, and you might say, now this dress won't fit this year, but last year it
fit.
If you stuffed, Glenn and I were talking about this today, if you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them
bulge.
Mm-hmm. He and I don't say that the same way. We laugh at each other about it.
How you say it?
He says it, I say it like you say it, but he says bulge.
Oh, bulge.
He pronounces it bulge, but I say bulge
mm-hmm.
the same way.
Bulge.
And he said, he said, I've never heard anybody say it like you say it. You know?
Well, you tell him you've heard somebody say it.
I've got living proof somebody else says it like me. If you had a shirt that wasn't samplerized and you washed it in hot water, it might
shrink.
And you might say, the one I washed yesterday
shrunk.
You were talking about a woman who's all the time standing in front of the mirror, likes to look at herself, put on makeup, a lot of heavy makeup, and all the time. You say she really likes to
primp.
What would you call a small leather container for holding coins?
A purse.
What would you call what you wear around your wrist for decoration?
Bracelet.
Mm-hmm. If you had a necklace that was made up of little things strung together, you'd call it
beads.
Would you ever say a pair of beads, string of beads,
or string of beads?
String of beads.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those things that men wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
What do you call what you hold over your head when it rains?
An umbrella.
When you're making up a bed, what do you call the last thing that you put on a bed?
Bedspread.
You ever heard an older name for it? Have you ever heard your mother call it anything else? You ever heard a counterpin?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it.
You didn't know what it was, but you know. I'm not certain that that's exactly the same thing as a bedspread, but something along that line. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you know one of those big pillows, do you know what those are called, that two people can sit?
Bolsters.
If you were talking about a bolster, you'd say bolster doesn't go part way across the bed, it goes
completely across it.
Another thing that you might have that would be made out of patchwork that you might...
A quilt.
And sometimes, like if you had too many... had more people and you had beds, you might just put some blankets or quilts down the floor.
Pallets.
Mm-hmm. Now if you were, this is about soil types and stuff, you may not know much about that either. If you were talking about land that would grow most anything, it didn't require any fertilizer, you'd say that land was very...
fertile?
Mm-hmm. If you were talking about kind of flat, low-lying land around a stream, what would you call that?
Mm-hmm. I don't think I know.
I'll just give you some and see if they sound familiar. Just bottom land.
Yeah, I've heard of bottom land. I haven't thought about that being, I guess that's what you would call it.
Bottom land, okay. And if you were talking about land or an area of land that had water standing on it most all the time, stagnant kind of water, you call that a
swamp.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they were getting the water off the swamp, you'd say they were, what are they doing to the swamp?
I don't know.
Okay, if you were getting water off vegetables, you'd be, if you were turning it up and...
draining them?
Right.
Oh, that's what they'd be doing off the swamp then, wouldn't it?